I'm going to invite Esther Wright to come to the front. She's feeling a little bit nervous, so make her feel welcome. Ever since I've known Esther, she has been writing a book. For over 10 years, she was writing a book. Last year, the book was published, praise the Lord. And Esther's story is absolutely remarkable, a real testimony to God's goodness. So I'm going to let her for a few minutes just share the things that God's done in her life.
Thank you, Damien. For those who don't know or haven't seen the book on Facebook, this is the book, and Damien's right, it has took me 10 years. Many years to write, but it's finally out. And it's all about when I was in the darkness. I was a raving alcoholic, and drink took me to the depths of despair. To the end of my drinking, I was literally drinking to put out the wheelie bin. I couldn't do nothing without a drink. My two boys suffered terribly, and I was in a very volatile relationship, so my book is all about domestic violence. And I drank more because I knew that I should have broke free from him, but I was trapped. I was trapped in alcoholism, and I wasn't coming to church then, but I always believed in God, and I used to bargain with God, because I'd go out and I'd come home, or I wouldn't come home, and it was just a life of absolute chaos. And as I said, towards the end of my drinking, I did not go out the door. Anyway, so I surrendered to the alcohol and completely set free. And 5 years after this, my son Lee was horrifically murdered in a pub in Corby. And that was the day that I promised him in the hospital. And I believe that God put the promise in my heart, because to this day I haven't picked up alcohol. But all my life I've picked up other substances. I've picked up other substances to take away reality, and I did pick up drugs and whatever. And then a man, Davey, came into my life, and he told me, he said, Esther, you cannot serve two masters. And that was it. I just knew then that I surrendered again. And my wee mum used to come into my house, and there was something different about my mum. And my mum had recovered from face cancer, and she was going to church, and she'd asked me. But anyway, I asked God for a sign. I'm always asking God for signs. And Joyce Meyer was on the telly, and she said, there's no point in you sitting at home watching me. You find yourself a church. And a couple of days later, a leaflet came through the door, and it was an invitation to go to Church Columbus, and the pastor's name was Rod Lee. And so that was my sign, and off I went to church. Met Davey, surrendered, and we were to be married. But sadly, he died too. God took him. And I knew that I was not going to pick up any drugs. I wouldn't disrespect God that way, because by now I really had a strong relationship with God. And he carried me again through the darkness, and I didn't give up. Kept on, keep on keeping on. But what I did have to do, I had to surrender. The biggest one of all was to forgive those who killed Lee. And again, my wee mum would talk about forgiveness, and I just couldn't get my head around it. I didn't want to, but I knew if I didn't, I would break my promise. And I cried out to God again, and I surrendered, and I forgave those who took my son's life. And only God can do that. So then the time came for the murderer to be released. There were two. One of them got a couple of years, the other one done life, and he was to be released into the time when my son, living son Jack, was living. And again, I knew I had to go and face my biggest fear. I had to go to the prison, and I had to face him. And God gave me the grace to do this, and I walked out of that prison completely set free, biggest hit I've ever had in my life. It was absolutely amazing. And I just know, you know, I just know that God has used all of this. You know, there was days I used to ask God to let me die. I used to beg him, I want to die. I want to go to heaven. I didn't want to be alive. And I just know that God has used all this in this book to help others. And I know it is already. And I've started to go to prisons. And that is just, I can't explain what that feeling is when I go into that prison. And it's, I'm hoping the book will help them set them free from their own prison, you know, their own, they're lost, their men in there are lost. So I'm just praying that I can continue to do, I want to do this all the time. I want to travel around. I was at Women's Convention yesterday and I'm asking God for me to be able to do this full time if I can. But somebody's already donated the money to pay for books already in the All New Prison, and somebody yesterday came up to me and has offered again to put a donation in for more books to go into the prison, and that is what's on my heart. So if anybody wants to donate for a book or anything, most of all prayers, I need prayers. Yes, through the week I had somebody, I need to share this, I had somebody, I've put it on Facebook, but again for those who are not on Facebook, I've always got, I've always got a fear of motorways, those who know me, I'm always get lost or late, and my lift let me down, so I'd phoned the, I told them I wasn't been able to come, and it just wasn't sit with me. I thought, I can't let those men down, I can't do this, I can't let God down, and I just knew God was pushing me, so I woke up in the morning, I thought, I'm going to do it, I'm going to go on my own. And I did, and I got there an hour early, and I just was punching the air. It was just so, it was lovely. It was just, you know, so I've broke through that again. You know, every day God pushes me, you know, and that's when I know that's something I've got to do, you know, when I'm scared, feel the fear, but do it anyway. So thanks.
Say that, say that. What I've loved about watching Esther's journey is that she's not confident in her own ability to do this, but she's really dependent on God. Because I was reading Genesis this week, and the bit where Joseph meets with his brothers again, you know that bit, and goes to send for first his younger brother and then his father, and was able, when he revealed who he was to his brothers, to say, listen, don't be angry at yourselves and don't be fearful, because what you intended for harm in selling me into slavery, God has turned around and used for good, and only God can do that. And that's what's happened in Esther's life. Who can imagine their only their child being stabbed to death in a Corby pub and surviving that, but then able to face the son's killer and forgive them face to face, sitting across from them in a prison and being set free because of that? Only God can do that sort of stuff. And I believe that Esther has a ministry where her story is going to help other people find freedom. And she's already just stepping out into this. This is the early days. She's going into local prisons. And what she said this morning, if you didn't catch it, was you can buy a book this morning, and you can buy a book from her, that she's got a stall in the restaurant area. But if you want to go a little bit beyond that and you want to sponsor her to give these books away in prisons, then you can also do that, because her story and these books are going to set people free if they get into the right people's hands. So I'm going to pray, and we're just going to bless Esther and her ministry. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your amazing grace. Lord God, we look at Esther, Father, and we see someone who, Lord God, is full of your love, Lord God, but completely dependent on you. And Father, we ask, Father, as she's been through a difficult week and a bit of a spiritual battle, Father, thank you, Lord God, that she is trusting you, holding your hand and walking forward anyway, Lord God. And every time she does, she realizes that the battle is the Lord's, Father, and that you are good. And so, Lord God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will give her a faith, Lord God, that is fearless, Lord God, and courageous, Father, and audacious, Lord God, to step forward into what you're calling her into. And Lord, we pray for doors to fling wide open before her. Lord God, doors where she can take this message of hope and forgiveness, Lord, to people who really need to hear it. And because of this, Lord God, people will be set free by you in Jesus' name. We bless her. We bless her life, her mind, her heart, and we bless her ministry in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.